You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee. The show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio with me, I've got Miss C.
Hello.
And Tanae.
Hey.
What? What is that? Why? Hey. I don't get it.
Miss C staring at
you. Oh, you feel Miss C staring at you.
Yes, it's quite uncomfortable.
And she's intimidating you, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I've got some updates from last week. Usher is married.
Yes.
He got married in 2015 to a woman by the name of Grace Miguel.
She worked for him, too.
So I'm wondering, she probably knew before she married him, though.
Mm-hmm.
That he, what? That, you know, I'm pretty sure he definitely told
his wife. But you still acting like you know. He's never admitted that he has.
Okay, therapist. You know what, Miss C?
Yeah, yeah.
He has never admitted.
Let's put it in a different term.
Yeah.
You ask someone, hey, do you like me? They never say yes or no. That means no.
Yeah. The mere fact that he has not come out and said, I do not have herpes, and the mere fact that he's already paid one girl over $1 million because he infected her with herpes.
You're forgetting the third fact, and the fact that he said, I do not have sex relations with that woman.
Well, that's right. He didn't say he didn't have herpes. He just said, I didn't sleep with her. I didn't give her anything.
So a lack of confirmation is a confirmation.
I think so, too. I think that anyone in their right mind, mm-hmm. if somebody was spreading rumors that I had herpes, I'd be the first to say, no, I don't. And here is my, if I cared to, you know, that
and
much
see,
about
that's
it.
The thing.
And here is my proof that I do not have.
That's the thing. I don't have to claim anything for you. You know.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
He has it.
He does. We wish him the best, though.
Yeah.
We do. We wish him the best.
Because
you know
what? He went a long time without us knowing.
Yeah. That's true.
Now, look at you. Lord have mercy.
We don't have a time frame. Let me tell you about herpes. You know, from what I've been reading about herpes. And
reading?
Yeah.
Well, because, that's how you know.
Because, you know, I know I practice safety in a lot of ways. So anytime, yeah, like if I ever decide to cross that bridge, you know, I'm be prepared. I mean, come on, everyone should be educated.
Absolutely.
That's why you have a doctor. You know, if you have these questions or you have concerns, you say, hey, what about this and that?
I concur and support.
Yeah. Visit your doctors, okay? But anywho, yeah, I've thought for a while that a cold sore was a herpes.
It's simplex one.
Yes. I've never had a cold sore, but I've always
Neither
wondered about people. How do you get cold sores? But you know what my doctor told me about people who have cold sores? They always are going to get cold sores.
Yes.
It's going to be reoccurring.
Most of the time, every year.
And they said it's called an outbreak.
Yes.
So maybe he just never had outbreaks or things that would trigger him to have the outbreak.
Well, he has full-blown herpes, but so his outbreaks are probably going to be down in the genital area. I'm not a doctor. I'm not, don't take my word for it, but I think they get outbreaks on their genitals. I think simplex one is the cold. I mean, maybe they get cold sores too. I don't know.
So you saying that everyone that has a cold sore,
that is herpes simplex one.
Yes. So you saying that they have herpes?
That is herpes simplex one. They don't have the type. It's not the type like Usher has, you know what I mean? But it's a form.
Almost like having, I don't know, you know, a cold. And then having
like chlamydia is a milder form of gonorrhea.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Which is curable.
Sure, it's curable. Yeah, it's
but
curable.
Herpes
but
not.
Herpes is not curable.
It's not curable.
It is not. Mm-hmm. So we wish Usher the best
with the U-chain
we hope that he takes care of himself, and you know, now people know, so it's not like he can not mm-hmm. you know, be with somebody and they, you know, not
but you know
that
you know
he,
what burnt me up a little bit.
Oh, do you get burnt with her?
You know what burned me up a little bit? Sorry, Usher. No relation to you, Usher. It's just choice of words, bad ones. But you know what egged me a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
When people started comparing the Usher herpes to the Charlie Sheen HIV.
Oh, yeah, that's night and day.
I was like, what? Well, both of them are non-curable.
Yeah, but AIDS, you can die from AIDS. I mean, you know, you cannot die from herpes, but you can
depends
die.
Depends on how advanced you got
no,
it.
No, you will not die from herpes.
See, I need you to go to the doctor. And
I'm going to need you. Yeah.
I want you to talk with
your doctor. Yeah, I'm going to need you to talk with your physician.
You know, well, I know this one thing. Neither one of you are doctors.
Uh-huh. Well, we've said that.
So everything that comes out your mouth.
But here is what we do know, that mm-hmm. what we've said so far is true.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So last Saturday, tragedy struck at a rally by the KKK in Charlottesville, Virginia. It started when the city council decided to take down a statue of Robert E. Lee. Now, a lot of states are taking down statues of people who supported racism from their public areas. Robert E. Lee, as you know, if you know anything about history, was the head of the Confederate Army during the Civil War. Now, the Confederate Army and the Union Army were fighting over slavery. The Confederate Army, which were the Southern states, mm-hmm. wanted to keep Africans enslaved. They wanted to preserve the institution of slavery because that's how all the work was getting done.
Yes, how they made their money.
Exactly. But, of course, the Union, which, of course, was, you know, President Lincoln, he was like, no, slavery is over. We're not doing it. I've already abolished it. So, you know, there you go. So the KKK protested the taking down of the statue, and, of course, they had a rally. Counter-protesters also marched against the KKK. So a brawl broke out with some of the KKK and the counter-protesters. Now, while that was happening, one of the white supremacists named James Alex Fields drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing Heather Heyer and injuring 19 other people. He just jumps into the car and just, you know.
What a coward.
Bulldoze. I think they said he was going 50 miles an hour or something.
What a coward.
Just a shame. And here's my question. You know, a lot of people say, like I've heard, you know, our president, you know, basically Ooh. Say, our well, the president of the United States, he is the president.
And he is yours.
Say, you know, it's Robert E. Lee today. Is it going to be George Washington? Is, you know, who is it going to be? Almost to me, like he's
disregarding what happened,
right? Or that he's promoting. You know what I'm saying? Like these Confederate statues.
Almost like antagonizing the people.
And my question is it necessary to take down these state monuments to denounce discrimination and racism?
In my honest opinion, it would not help anything, to be honest. I feel like it would only stir the pot. But, I mean, it's a part of history, whether we like it or not.
And taking them down or getting rid of it, is it going to change history?
Missy, what did I do to you today? is this something that I do that I just didn't know? But yeah, I have to agree with you, Missy. It's not going to change anything. Now, would I support it coming down? Probably. Would I care whether it stayed up? Probably not. I mean, because at the end of the day, I'm learning to move forward and not stay stuck in the past.
But let me ask you this. What does it say? Because let's talk about why you put a statue up. Why you, it's like a memorial, right? It's like a praise of the person who you're putting the statue up, right? I mean, that's mm-hmm. that's basically what a statue is. It's yeah. it's you've condoned the work their work that they've done, right? Mm-hmm. So when you say a Confederate statue of, let's take Robert E. Lee. He was the head of the Confederate Army, right? Mm-hmm. The Confederate Army wanted to keep the institution of slavery. So Robert E. Lee was for slavery, okay? Mm-hmm. So when you, as a black person, probably a descendant of a slave, when you look at that statue, and you look at that state is basically praising this person, I can understand some people saying that offends me.
I mean, I understand that too.
I get it. I do. I get the fact that some people might be, because people say, oh, it's about history. Oh, it's about people who fought and died. Okay, well, let's have a memorial. Let's have a memorial. But why Robert E. Lee? Why not just have a plate of names, or, you know, or whatever. Or say, mm-hmm. these men fought. You know what I'm saying? I do. I mean, you know, of course I know what I'm saying, but I understand how it offends people. Yeah. I get how it offends people because of what you stood for. And this state that I live in, that I pay taxes in, that I, whatever, you're pretty much praising this man who fought for the institution of the enslavement of my ancestors. So I get it. Now, I will say on the flip side to this.
Flip it over.
You can take down all the statues that you want. Mm-hmm. But if people don't take down their mindsets, mm-hmm. what does it change? Mm-hmm. If people aren't changing their minds about racism and about, you know, discrimination, what does really taking a statue down really mean?
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? So I kind of see,
but the mindset right, is still there.
Right. Mm-hmm. I would rather have the mindset go away. Mm-hmm. I would rather have people wake up and say, you know what, this is silly that I'm still thinking that I'm superior because of my skin color is different from somebody else. Like I would rather that happen. You know, I support taking the statues down, but. You know, is it really changing people's minds?
No, it's adding gas to the fires, I feel like. I mean, because what happened, those events that took place, I mean, I feel like that was absolutely redonkulous.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Like, for things to happen like that, I mean, you usually hear about it, you read about it, but you never actually think that it could be something that happened somewhere close to you, mm-hmm. or even just something that's, you know, in the public so much,
yeah.
social media these days. I mean, things get out.
Yeah.
I mean, would we have known about it happening if we didn't have social media?
Yeah.
The news didn't cover it, did it?
Oh, yes.
They did?
They had a whole thing about it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Which station?
All of them.
You know, I don't watch the news.
All of them. But here's another point. The mere fact that the KKK is so against getting them taken down suggest what it stands for, right? Because
right.
because if it really didn't stand for that, why would the KKK care? Mm-hmm. See,
right.
That's how you know that this does mean that. You know, it does mean, you know, what why people are marching and why people are trying to take them down. Because again, if it did not mean that, then the KKK, they would care less about it. But the mere fact that they are protesting it and trying to, you know, stop the removal of these statues, that speaks
right.
volumes. That speaks volumes. So I say I'm for taking them down, but at the same time, I would really like for people's minds to change. You know, I would really like for that racism, you know, mentality to be taken down.
Well, you know, racism is a learned.
It is learned.
Behavior.
And y'all, I'm going to be honest. I don't think we'll ever get rid of it. I do not think there will ever be a time when, you know, we will not have racism. I do not.
Yeah. I mean, because I think some people, I want to try to put myself in their shoes, but I can't. But I can only think that some people just want to have that feeling that they have.
Yes.
You know, like they are priority.
Mm-hmm.
Like they feel like they have to
superiority.
Mm-hmm. Be important.
Right.
Feel like they have
that
to
is
have
correct.
That leverage over someone.
That is correct.
I mean, maybe they're not accomplished things in life, or maybe things just aren't, you know, really going well for them. So they just have to have that one thing. Well, you know, I'm this and I'm that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just need that.
It's true. And I think that's what a lot of it is, you know, you just want, for some reason, you just want to feel important. You just want to feel superior. to other people. And you want to, you know, you want to keep that institution alive, that I'm better than you because I'm this color and you're inferior to me because you are, you know, of that race. So, you know, I agree today. I totally agree. Now, the president came under fire because, you know, people said that he refused to call out the KKK by name. You know, he was saying, oh, well, it's fought on both sides. And from what I've heard and from what, you know, people there testified about was that it was the KKK that started the, you know, the fights and the brawl. Mm-hmm. Now, I wasn't there, so I don't know. But from what I heard, that, you know, that's what people are saying. And he said something like he blames the violence in Charlottesville on many sides. So kind of like blaming both the KKK and counter protesters, which, mm-hmm. again, people are saying that it was not the counter protesters who started the fight. So I don't know. But we'll be back in just a moment. Stay right with us. Because I can into things that I'm going to do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Let's go. I hope you know I'm for the tag. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds and nothing when I'm rockin' with you. Thanks for coming back with us, talking about the tragedy in Charlottesville, Virginia, with the killing of Heather Heyer, who was one of the counter-protesters against the KKK in Charlottesville. And the president really coming under fire. Like a lot of his, he had this coalition of businesses that were supposed to be getting together and putting their heads together to talk about infrastructure and jobs. Half of them quit. So he actually had to shut down that I forgot what it was called, but it was some type of coalition that he had with business owners and CEOs. Mm. And when he talked about Charlotte and, you know, he did come out and denounce the KKK 2 days later after it happened. Mm-hmm. But people are saying, you know, kind of too little too late. And
and you know, the thing about that the young girl's funeral, young lady's funeral, had Obama still been in office, he would have attended that funeral.
He probably would have.
Yeah, he would have.
He probably would have. And he came under fire for that. You know what, y'all? I do sometimes, like, when people were saying, oh, you know, he didn't say enough talking about Trump. And y'all know I'm not a Trump fan. Mm-hmm. But sometimes
less is more.
Not only less is more, but mm-hmm. it's almost like you have to do something the way I want you to do it, you know, before it's right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like he came out and said it was horrible what happened, but because he did not denounce, you know, and call the KKK by name, call the neo-Nazis by name, people were saying, you know, oh, well, you didn't do a good job. Sometimes people aren't going to say things the way you want them to say it.
And when you want
when you want them to say it. It goes back to, I remember when Princess Diana died and the Queen came under fire because she didn't come out and do a public, she did it days later, but she didn't come out and do it in like the first 2 days or whatever after Diana's death. And so I remember watching the movie, and I remember, even though it was a movie, but the character, Helen Mirren, saying, you know, I don't do things because people, you know, want me to do it.
What is it with you and this Diane?
Who?
What is it with you,
Princess Diana?
Yes. What is it with you and Diane?
I mean, she was a great lady. Why? Like, why? Why would you be asking me that?
I don't know. Just like you knew her in a past life or something.
Well, I felt like I knew. Don't we all feel like we knew Princess Diana?
No.
She was such, you know, she was a really, really good person.
Yeah.
And she did a lot for, you know.
Missy, what's her last name? What's Diana's last name?
Underprivileged people.
Princess. Yeah. She knew all right. Princess.
But the queen was talking about how, you know, she grieves the way she grieves, and it might not be. It's like somebody not crying at a funeral or something, and then somebody says, oh, well, you didn't care because you didn't cry. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that. It could mean that that person grieves differently than someone else. And so what I'm trying to say is, it's just I kind of felt a certain kind of way with people were saying, oh, well, he didn't say this and he didn't say that. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's, I just think we need to watch when we try to make people, you know, out to be, you know, what we think they are. You know what I mean? Like saying that he didn't call out racism, he didn't call out the KKK, meant that he didn't care about it. I don't think that that's true necessarily. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that that necessarily means that, or that he's for the KKK because he didn't,
I believe,
you know what I mean?
I believe that he know that the KKK probably voted for
sure
him.
Sure he knows. David Duke says it all the time.
Okay.
David Duke says it all the time. And that Make America Great Again, the KKK says that it means making white people superior. On top again, superior again. And see, I remember a lot of Trump's people were saying, you have to come out and denounce this, because they're equating this Make America Great Again as you meaning bring back slavery.
Getting rid of the black.
Jim Crow or whatever.
White.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think he should have to address that.
Well, that's what I'm saying about.
He can say something like, I'm going to get eggs. And they'd be like, ooh, you know what the eggs mean. You know, but chickens coming
well,
out.
Well, see, that's my point. I think that because he's him, sometimes I think we're so quick to think that he means, you know, something that he may not necessarily mean. You know, that's what I think.
Trump should just sit there like Ivanka does and just get a smile surgically plastered.
No, you mean his wife. What's her name?
Oh, that's not
no, Ivanka's the daughter.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, the Melania. Daughter says she's been trying to get him to silence.
Yeah, both of them said that they try to get him to not tweet and not say things, but he doesn't. I mean, Trump is not the kind of person that's probably going to be listening to.
And then the other day when he was standing up saying something, I forgot what it was about. I try not to listen to him too much. I need to. Everybody really should listen to what he, you know, my mama used to say a long time ago, I don't care what you say, I watch what you do.
Right, yeah.
You know, but he was talking about, do y'all want me to stop tweeting? Do you want, I mean, just asking.
I mean,
is this man for real?
I don't stop tweeting, but stop tweeting what you tweet.
You know what?
Or get a dummy account. You know, just.
I feel like that Trump wakes up every morning being surprised and shocked.
Why?
To realize he's still in office. Mm-hmm. I really believe that this man is really baffled as to why he is still in office. And I really feel like he really doesn't want to be the president.
Well, the guy that co-wrote The Art of the Deal, that book, he stood up and said Trump is going to resign. That's what he's going around on all the networks saying, that Trump will soon resign.
Yeah, because he feel like nobody has the sense to impeach him.
Well, I mean.
Trump doesn't want to be president. He doesn't. When he woke up, well, he was standing up there and found out he was president, I know he probably almost had a heart attack.
Well, I think everybody else did.
I think he was more surprised than anybody. I bet that man was saying, all this mess I've been talking and this stuff that I've been doing, and these people know I've been doing. I've admitted it. And then you still going to put me as the president of the free world? Are you crazy? Now, that's why he's still doing all this stupid mess he's doing.
I don't know. He said he can go out there in Times Square and shoot somebody and not lose any votes.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
He believe it.
That's what he said. And it kind of seems to be true. Because it's just like you just do anything and people just, you know. He is still at, I think, 79% in the Republican Party. He has a 79% approval rate. In the Republican Party amongst Republicans, he has a 79%.
He's lost a lot of.
Overall, he's at 33% approval, but amongst his base, his Republicans, he's at 79% approval. That's kind of high. So I want to talk about Facebook a bit. You know what's really upsetting me? It's people who send me messages in another language. As if I, now, when you go to my page, there's nothing to suggest that I know anything but English. Because everything on my page is English, correct? Why would you send me a whole message in another language like I supposed to know what it is you're talking about?
Do you ever translate it and decode it?
No, I don't. You know what I do? Delete.
You know what? They could be telling you some information.
If you want to tell me some information, tell it to me in English.
Maybe they don't know it in English.
Okay, but then stop sending me messages.
Is it going to you or is it going to a group thing?
It's coming to me. They're sending me messages in other languages, and I have absolutely no idea what you are talking about. I do not speak anything but English.
You do look a little Turkish, though.
You're a turkey. That's right.
Gobble, gobble.
And then, have y'all noticed that these prostitutes are on social media now?
Yeah, their back page got shut down.
People like this one girl, well, several girls, they friend me, and then when I friend them, they send me a message talking about, send me your address so that I can send you my pics. Or, you know, one girl sent me something talking about, you want to have fun? Call me.
She might got a couple wigs for you.
I don't need no wigs. Listen to me.
Be martinis.
Linda. Let me make this clear. Let me make this clear.
She could be a fan of the
I
show.
Do not speak other languages, so do not send me any messages in another language. And I do not want to be talking to prostitutes on social media.
You probably talk to me on the damn message, just don't know.
I'm just saying.
Go ahead and
I'm not going to go to your I don't want you to send me pictures.
Well, how do they know you?
I think they just send it to whoever, you know, whoever.
Mm-hmm. Well, it might not be.
I don't think they
that's
know.
That's what I'm saying. It might be going out to a lot of people.
It might be, but they're advertising. That's my point.
Advertising hips?
They're advertising their services.
You don't know what she meant
I know what she meant by it. I know exactly what she meant by it.
You speak her language too.
No, I don't speak her language at all. And stop sending me
messages. That means it was serious.
What is her language? Thought.
Yeah, thought knees. Her language is thought knees. Yeah, I mean, stop. I just delete them.
Yeah, you know.
But you know why? It's sometimes people are doing it. See, that's why they're
other
sending out these messages. Because they, what if I'm one to, you know,
to go
be
back
into that, yeah, right? So they don't know. I think they're just sending it out.
Yeah,
a lot of people are sending me messages too. You know, they're saying, "Hi, you know, good morning. How's your day?" I'm like, oh, spam.
Oh,
spam.
You do that too.
Spam.
I don't understand how that's spam.
Because I don't want them to talk to me. Hello. I click on their profile picture and I spam.
You know what? We'll be back in a moment. Stay right with us. We'll be
right
back.
Look what it
looks
like. Because I can into things that I'm going to do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Go.
I hope you know I'm for the taking. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds and nothing when I'm rocking with.
We are back. Thanks for coming back with us in the studio with Miss C and Tanae. Lamar Odom is trying to get back on TV. Now, y'all know Lamar Odom is the ex-husband to Khloe Kardashian. You know, he used to play for the Lakers. They got divorced this past December. The divorce was final. Mm-hmm. So get this now. He wants to do a reality show starring the men that used to be romantically involved with the Kardashian girls.
Who?
Lamar Odom.
I think that would be good.
So the people that he has chosen, now he's actually reached out to these people. Himself, of course, because he's the ex-husband to Khloe.
Husband? Is it a husband and a cousin?
You know, you've got one more time. I'm going to
mute
your
mic. What about you? You done had three, 4 times.
I'm going to mute your mic. He's the ex-husband to Khloe. Scott Disick, who is the Courtney's ex, and you know he's her baby's daddies.
Yeah, I didn't all think her they were daddies. Ever married.
They didn't get married. They were together.
Just got chillings.
Tyga, who was with Kylie.
Oh, they're not together anymore?
Mm-mm, they're not together anymore. And Chris Humphries, y'all remember him?
He was the one that was married for 72 hours.
Was it 72 hours?
It was like 3 or 4
days. It might have been. But he used to be married to Kim.
Right.
So he wants all of them to do a reality show together. I wonder.
Okay, who was the cast members again? Run them by me one more time.
Himself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Scott Disick.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Tyga. Mm. And Chris Humphries. Mm. All exes of the Kardashian girls.
Now, Tyga got a baby by Blac Chyna,
Blac Chyna,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
You wouldn't watch it.
It's a no for me.
I think I would. I think I would at least try to watch the no. first
but
one.
But they ain't gonna do nothing but sit around and talk about those women.
Well, maybe, but it might be about what's going on
how
in their
I
life
see
right
it going
now too.
Is that Tyga's gonna be mostly talking to Lamar, you know, about probably some drugs. Let's be honest.
What are you
here.
Trying to say? What are you trying to say
it,
about
just
Tyga?
Listen, I'm saying it. You know what I'm saying? First of all, he goes.
Are you trying to say that Tyga is on drugs or he sells drugs?
Absolutely.
Surely you're not trying to spread that
Tyga
rumor.
No, Tyga could not sell a candy bar to a fat woman. Okay, you understand me? Tyga can't sell nothing. Not them daggone CDs he be trying to put out. He can't sell jack. You understand
what
me?
What are you trying to say? How
he got,
dare
what
you?
What is he, a rapper?
See, exactly. What is he?
Okay. And I don't know a thing he did.
I didn't hear about him to the Kardashian.
Me either. I didn't hear about him until he was dating Kylie. I had no idea who he was, but I'm not into hip-hop.
What can Chris Humphries possibly say? I lived with Kim for 2 hours and 36
Well, let me
seconds.
Tell you about Chris Humphries. I knew Chris Humphries and Kim's relationship was doomed. Let me tell you how I knew. When
she lost her earring.
When he told her that he goes to Wisconsin to train, and she told him, I can't go to Wisconsin. I've got things to do here. I said to myself, I said, this ain't gonna work. This ain't gonna work at all. Cause he goes to Wisconsin to train and do, you know, his thing. And when she told, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I can't go. I said, this is not gonna work.
I just, you know, I feel like it wasn't gonna work when he threw her in the pool and she lost her earring and she, and her whole face melted in that water.
Are you sure?
Yes. And he said, it's just the earring, Kim. No, it's not. Get it, me. I was so sad.
Bible?
It's just the worst vacay ever. I said, you know what? It's and then the second, I watched it when he was up there. And when she got plates, he said, oh, I like these plates. Are you kidding me? Now, let's get these plates here with the H's in the middle for house.
Yeah, let's get the plates that's $150,000. Those are just $10,000.
Crass. It has an H on it. from us.
But they were night and day. They were night and day. And sometimes that works, but sometimes. See, this is how I knew that she and Kanye would last, because they're the same. They're both media whores. They both love the spotlight. I knew that marriage would last.
Well, I saw something on that they were separate.
they're not.
Okay. He may have finally separated his lips from her pie.
No, they're not separated at all.
But they're still going strong.
What I don't understand is, why are they still staying with that mama? Kanye West is worth over a hundred. And well, they were.
Yeah, but they got their own place. Well, remember when she finally moved out?
No, because I haven't watched it in a while. But they never should have even been at the mother's house.
Until their place got ready.
Go to a whole, you got enough money to go to a, Kim is worth over $50 million herself. Kanye is worth $120 million. Why do you need to move in?
I thought somebody said Kanye was broke and
Kanye is in no eyes.
Jay-Z had to loan him some money.
He may be in a lot of debt.
He ain't broke. Kanye West got a lot of money. And I don't understand. See, if I was Chris, I'd have told him absolutely not. You got Buku coin. You got Buku coin. Y'all need to go rent a house. Or you need to go to the
because I remember
the Chateau Marmont or whatever it is.
Oh, that hotel.
Doesn't matter. They shouldn't have came there in the first place. She said Kim was taking over her closets, taking over her bathrooms, trying to tell her what to do in her house. I said, you're the stupid one. Because she never would have been there for me. That much money? Now, I could see if you didn't have that much money and you needed to stay with me. But you got more money than I do.
How much is she worth?
Oh, I don't know about Chris. She ain't worth no $50 million and she ain't worth
She worth whatever those kids got. They hers.
Kids, please. You hear how those kids talk to her. Those kids cuss her out.
Kim don't talk to her
Kim,
like that.
I've heard Kim get her, though, but Kim does not talk to her like the other two.
No.
Because them other two, Chloe and Courtney.
Courtney needs one more A-woman.
She really does.
She really does, yeah. I mean, you're really stupid.
And Chloe cusses her out, too. I mean, Chloe cusses her out. And if I was Chris, they would have a permanent hole right between their eyes from me punching it every time they came out their mouth. Now I'm serious, because I used to be like, what in the world? Where they do that at?
What
they
about talk to Rob? Mom and how does he talk?
Rob
to?
Never talks this, but he kind of gets upset sometimes, but he never cusses.
Only time
her
he's the baby. Yeah, the only time I think he really gets upset with Chris is when she brings some food and forgets the ketchup or like the Chick-fil-A sauces, and he's like, Mom.
Stop telling story. He's still fat.
I told you that you should have got me the Polynesia. Well, honey, I just got the honey mushroom because that's the only thing that they had.
She's just saying silly things that I don't like it. And another thing is, sometimes she tries to be too much of their friend.
Tries to be. Chris is in they booty holes. You understand me? She is.
You can't get no infection in your booty hole.
What's your booty hole?
It makes no sense. I have never seen someone want to be their children's friend so much.
I know. I think that's one of the reasons why they talk to her the way they do.
That's got to be the only reason. Because they see her as a matter of fact, they don't even see her as a friend. Mm-hmm. It's that woman trying to be their friend.
An associate. They see her as an associate. I don't know, but you know.
You know, she'll get together one day.
Yeah.
You know.
She will. I like the Kardashians. People talk about the Kardashians. I mean, what are you? They're not going to cure cancer.
Of course not.
You know, they're
not.
I mean, they are what they are. I mean, you know, like, I don't understand why people. Look, they came up the way they came up.
Yes. How many children does that Jenner?
About eight.
What? Oh, Kate. Cathead.
Cathead.
You remember that? What movie that was? You remember the Long Kiss Goodnight when the daughter's name was Kate and he says, something Kate.
That's the best Where's movie in Kate? The world.
He's got about six.
I thought it was eight.
Well, he's got Kendall and Kylie from her, Bruce and Brandon, and then he's got another one and a daughter. Right,
yeah, he
he's got six.
Oh, six.
I think he's got six.
I don't know which one is which, but he got one son that is
well. That's
beautiful.
I know you're talking about
what's
the brown.
I just called
He is beautiful.
It's not Brandon.
Brody.
Brody.
Now their mother is married to Foster.
Who cares? We're talking about Brody.
David Foster.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you playing with your fingers like that for?
I'm just saying. Okay. Their mother is married to him. They've been married for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what? them Kardashians is something.
Yeah, I like them.
Aretha Franklin married to David Foster?
David Foster ain't married no black woman. What are you talking about?
She was married to somebody named
She was
David
married
Foster.
To Glenn Turner.
I know that. She was married to somebody named
I don't know, but I know it ain't David Foster.
Okay, I thought that was his name.
So there was a huge debate on the Ricky Smiley morning show earlier this week. Evelyn Lozada and her boyfriend, Major League Baseball star Carl Crawford, have called off their engagement. Okay? She announced that she will not give back her $1.4 million engagement ring.
How long were they together?
I don't know. So the debate was over. If a man buys a woman an engagement ring and the engagement is called off, should she give the ring back to him? Now, the brat and Gary said no. Ricky and Headcrack, who is another person on the show, said absolutely.
She should give it back.
What do you think?
Now, me, first of all, I would have to know how long. It would depend on how long they were together, even before they got engaged, how long they were together. And if they were together for a long time, she should keep it, because that engagement ring is payment for all her time that she spent.
What about his time?
That don't matter. And
yeah, it does.
No. And if they were together for a short time and he had the engagement ring, I think she should give it back to him.
So you think it's about the time, the length of time?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what do you think, Tanae?
Well, I gave back both of my engagement rings.
Yeah, but yours won $1.4 million. Yours might have been $14.
You're crazy.
But you got the point. You got the point in the wrong place. The decimal point is in the wrong place. This is 1.4 million, but not 14.00.
But your engagement ring, the both of them, was from the same man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you should have kept them.
So as you were saying, well, she could have got a meal probably from Olive Garden with it. Anyway, go ahead.
I love Olive Garden.
You know, if you like it, keep it. If you don't, give it back.
So you think it depends on what the bride wants to do, or the woman wants?
Absolutely, because once you put it on my finger, keyword my finger, it is now mine. Now, if I so choose to give it back to you, I will do so. If not, I will keep it because I earned it. At one point in time,
how do you earn an engagement ring?
Because I must have did something for you to want to give it to me. You proposed to me with this ring. Now, you didn't tell me that I had to marry you to keep it. You didn't say that.
But it's an engagement ring, not a wedding ring.
Okay, if it's an engagement ring.
And the engagement was called off.
Okay. So did my finger fall off with the engagement? I'm just saying, did my finger fall off? Am I not still going to engage in conversation? Am I not going to be engaging in future activities? This is mine. You understand me? This is mine.
I think that it depends on him.
What? Whether or not he has good taste in the ring?
Or not he wants his ring back or not.
But it's not his ring.
It is his ring.
He keep the ring around the tub.
It is his ring.
How is it his ring because when he gave it to her?
He bought it.
That doesn't matter.
And the engagement did not go through. So, in other words, we got engaged, but we didn't keep the engagement. So you... I think it depends on him. Sometimes the man might say, give me my ring back. And then sometimes the man might say, you know what, keep it. But I think that it should be up to him. Just like Brandy. She gave her engagement ring back.
Brandy who?
Brandy Norwood. Yes.
Nobody want to marry Brandy.
Brandy's been engaged twice. Are you crazy?
To herself.
And married both, how many times?
She never been married.
She been engaged twice and lied about being married.
And both times she gave the ring back.
They took
she
it back like, from when she was
I didn't
asleep.
Marry you. I mean, like, why?
Okay, well, what about when she told that lie and said she was married?
But that didn't have anything to do with,
yes, it did.
Well, it wasn't an engagement, but I'm just saying.
Anybody want to marry that raggedy broom?
You're so jealous of Brandy.
I wish my nuptials could go that wide.
Have you seen her daughter?
No.
She's beautiful.
I love the name Sarai.
I've never seen her daughter, I'm asking.
Beautiful. I haven't seen her lately, but she was a cute little girl, you know, during that.
I've never known Brittany to have any children.
Oh, yeah. She definitely has children.
I've heard of it. I mean, somebody heard she was married, but, you know, you can't believe it.
She should be like 14, like 13 or 14 years old now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she should be. We'll be back in a moment. Stay right with us. Because I can into things that I'm going to do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Let's go. I hope you know I'm for the taking. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds and nothing when I'm rocking with you. Hey, thanks for coming back with us. Before we went, during the break, we had a discussion about children of singers not being able to sing. And somebody said Candy and her daughter, I forgot her daughter's name.
Ryan.
And Tanae said, what did you say today?
I said that Candy's daughter need to sit down somewhere.
Why?
Right beside her mama.
What?
The song, I don't know if it was the TV. I don't know if my TV was going out, but it was like. And I just didn't understand.
She did the song about her dad. You remember the song? The song is about her father.
Yeah.
And that's how she sounded. It sounded a little bit better than that. It wasn't like that.
I'm going to tell you who I did see. I saw all of Candy's front, top, and bottom teeth. The whole entire song. You better go ahead and sing that song, girl. You better go ahead and. I said, Candy, relax your lips a little.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Or trade mouths with your daughter because this is crazy.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. And then what did you say about Jennifer Hudson?
Jennifer Hudson, she has a beautiful voice. Beautiful
Yeah,
son.
She can sing. Jennifer can sing.
She can sing.
Gorgeous son.
Yeah.
But that voice and them little things with them piano.
So she had him at the piano. What was he doing?
And then she's another one, mouth just the wide open and all just, yeah, that's my baby. I said, y'all need to stop forcing these little kids to get up here and do this. You need to stop. You need to stop.
Listen, people are proud of their children.
I'm always proud of my child, too.
It's like bringing home a painting, you know, when they do the little paintings in school, and the paintings be terrible, but you're going to put that on the refrigerator.
Yes, but I'm not going to share it on Facebook.
That's your churns.
I'm not going to share it on Facebook.
Yes, you will. You'll share because you've shared some stuff about your son on Facebook, too.
I saw your son rapping or something in the backseat.
Hello, I did, too.
I sure did.
So you know what? That's because he wanted to. I didn't put
No,
him in
you
the...
kept telling him to.
No. I tell people this all the time. I am my son's biggest hype man. Mm-hmm. You go, baby. Mm-hmm. You
That's what everybody else
too.
Does.
And they are, too.
First, no.
They're children's hype people, too.
Mm-mm. It's a certain time you got to sit the little baby down after after that whole little segment and say, look, don't you do that no more. Don't you ever do that no more.
Anyway, Taylor Swift won her court case against David Mueller earlier this week. She was at a meet and greet. So here's what happened. Let me tell you why they're in court. She was at a meet and greet in Denver, Colorado, where Mueller is a popular DJ. Taylor said that Mueller reached under her dress and grabbed her buttocks.
Yes. We already discussed this, Taylor.
Who?
I don't already talked to Tay Tay about this.
Okay, what you tell Tay Tay?
I told Tay Tay she'll be glad he found her.
That's what I said, because I've never seen a butt on Taylor Swift.
That's what I'm trying to figure
See,
out.
See, I think it was her back, and he just didn't know where to place his hand.
And evidently, she didn't have on any panties, too.
Well, you can grab somebody's butt and they got on panties.
She said he grabbed her naked.
Well, she's not talking about, she's talking about the, you know.
Well, I mean.
When she was in court, she said he grabbed, and the people talked about it.
Yeah, but
she grabbed,
I don't think she's
my
trying to say
naked
she did.
A.
Well,
that's
if you grab the
said.
Butt outside of the pants
well,
or something,
all,
that's what
no
she means.
Well, first of all, there's no butt to be outside of
anything. Well, that's what I said.
Like I said, we all need to be, you know,
That's what I said. I said, I ain't never seen a butt on Taylor.
We haven't. You understand that? Discovered history, maybe.
Well, of course, Mueller denies it. But on the, if you look at that photo, his hand is pretty low.
Let me tell you, it's suspect.
Let me tell you, I talked to him as well. And
you talked to Mueller as well. Okay.
And he said, Ari. I said, who? He says, oh, no, I'm sorry. He told me, he said, and I quote.
Okay.
Not really. But I quote, you know, falsely. I done grabbed many of A's before. Mm-hmm. And what I grabbed on Tay Tay that day was not an A. He showed me pictures of all the A's that he done grabbed. Uh-huh. And I said, you're right. Uh-huh. I said, that's an all A right Trump. There. I said,
okay,
you're
she's,
right.
She's telling lies.
She's
telling lies.
Yeah, a bag full of them.
So he was fired by his radio station. Mm-hmm. And so he sued Taylor because he said she was lying on him. And he also said that nobody's going to hire him. Nobody wants to hire him anymore because of this.
Trump will.
I will say this. I do think it's strange that in the company of hundreds of people standing around, he would sexually assault her in the open like that. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't there.
Well, she didn't say anything about it. The only time she brought it up was when he sued her, right?
Well, she told her mom. Her mom said, which, okay, what mama going to say? Her mom said that right afterward, she told her, he grabbed my butt. Mm-hmm. And then they went into the station manager's office, and that's how he got fired. And then he took it, of course, to the next level. Because he's saying he was making $150,000 a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and he's saying, you know, nobody, you know, he could go to like a Sirius satellite radio. If Howard Stern can say some of the stuff he says, he can definitely go on there. What about the other one that's called the black basketball team girls nappy headed hoes? Yeah. Don Imus.
Oh, what?
Don Imus. He got another job in radio.
Nappy-headed.
You don't remember that?
No, I do.
Oh, my God. He called the black. I can't remember what college it was. But he called the black girls basketball team nappy-headed hoes.
That ain't
and he
right.
got fired. He got fired for it. Right.
What was he telling the truth?
I mean, you know, they have pony. You know, all women basketball players have ponytails. I wouldn't necessarily say it was nappy.
Oh no, you didn't.
I wouldn't necessarily say it was nappy, but you know,
I say that is.
So Governor Roy Cooper, who is our wonderful governor here in North Carolina, has signed a bill into law that would punish companies for misclassifying their employees. So what they do is they classify you as another title in their system in order not to pay you for the job you're doing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that happened to me.
Yeah.
That happened. I'll tell you the story about happened. So I got promoted, and when they promoted me, they said that I was operations manager. Mm-hmm. Okay? But let me tell you what happened. One day, years later, I was in the system. And when I looked in the system at my title, it was something else.
What did it say?
It said transaction processing manager.
Which is less money than the...
I didn't know it. So I said, And then something said, don't let that go. So I went back and I said,
how long had you been there then?
Oh, Lord, I don't know. 15 years, maybe. And so I went to tell my new boss. I said, look, I was in the system. I said, and I'm a transaction processing manager in the system. But when I got promoted, I was promoted as an operations manager. And he was like, oh, well, you know, it's probably nothing. You're a manager, you know. And so I walked out of his office, and something said, do not let that go.
Who was it?
It was the Lord. It was the Lord. And so I went back in his office, and I said, uh-uh. I said, Dan? I said, nope. I said,
how was your name?
I said,
I can't
let this go. I said, I need you to change my title, and I don't know why. And so he was like, Eric, he was like, okay, fine. Let me call HR. He called me into his office about an hour later. He said, I want you to sit down. He said, your buddy, who was my last boss, did you dirty. I said, what? He said, she put you as a transaction processing manager because the salary cap is less than an operations manager. And he said, she did that on purpose. He said, no, I've got it changed. You're in the system now as an operations manager, but I want you to know that this is what happened to you.
Okay, does that make them owe you money back?
No, it just made the ceiling higher, meaning the amount that I could make became higher.
Okay.
That's what it did. And so people, watch it.
Yeah.
Watch yourself with these titles and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know what? I made a post about that on Facebook, how people want these titles but don't want to do the duties.
I saw you yesterday.
And you know
but
that,
this is reversed, though.
But let me tell you where that stemmed from. My manager came to me and said that she wanted me to start doing the pharmacy line. And I said, oh, okay. Can I get some pharmacy money? You know, I'm being blunt with her because, you know, she came to me all kiki and ha. You know, pharmacy line, like, extra money. And she's like, well, we can't do that now. So I told her with a smile on my face, and I said, you are not about to paint my shackles gold. And she said, what?
Oh, my God.
You're not about to paint my shackles gold. Uh-huh. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
And she walked away with that smile. I can see it, you know, the little corners of her mouth going down.
But let me tell you a story. Let me tell you something that my senior vice president told me many, 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 many moons ago. He said, Eric, if you, not me personally, but if you have the attitude that I don't get paid to do that, you never will get paid to do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I would have told my boss, if I didn't have the skills, you would never can and ask me. Period. Okay. Period. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. I've been in the position.
You could have done that. Showed them that you could do it, and then I think you would have had a little bit more muscle than to go in and say, "I've been doing this line for 2-3 months."
I'm already doing the language line.
Okay, I don't understand what that stuff is. Okay.
Okay.
I understand about that.
With people calling in who have these heavy accents and you know, the foreign languages. You know, I don't speak another but English.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, you can't always have the attitude of I don't get paid to do it.
Okay, and I'll be walking around like the floor supervisor who is still
You can't go by that. You got to do your job. You got to do yours.
I do my job. What's on that paycheck? What's on that title that I'm supposed to do?
Then that paycheck ain't going nowhere. It ain't getting no higher.
Absolutely not being there.
It ain't getting no higher. Mm-hmm. Anyway, a man in McDowell County, North Carolina, said that he saw Bigfoot 2 weekends ago.
Probably
did. Well,
you
was here.
He said that him and some friends were out in the woods around 11 o'clock. Said he looked up and there was Bigfoot. Hairy as he pleased. Then the group said that as they were leaving the area, something was throwing rocks at them. So not only is Bigfoot real, but he throws rocks. Where do these people get this stuff from? I just think they want to be seen. I think they want to be, you know, on the news, or they, you know, they want to be talked about. Everybody know there's no such thing as Bigfoot.
Well, it depends on what you describe him as.
Yeah, and just like the character Rumpelstiltskin,
it could have been a very large man.
It was not a very large. He said it was a hairy. With dreadlocks. He said it was Bigfoot.
Why gotta be locks?
He said real hairy, big and hairy stuff. Dreadlocks and a big man.
It could have just been his mama.
Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Remember, if you want to reach out to us, you can go to thisishowwesee it@gmail.com. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Toodaloo.
Because I can name some things that I'm going to do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets.